Today's forecast continues to suggest that the majority of the Midwest will see a very good balance of rain and sunshine, along with seasonable temperatures over this next full week to 10 days. In fact, it could be longer than that. Today's forecast does not offer a tremendous amount of ridginess. In other words, there's not going to be any prolonged period of hot, dry weather, at least not in this near-term forecast. We would expect to see a generally favorable environment where we've got favorable soil moisture along with some timely rainfall. And again, daily temperatures, they're going to be in the 80s, and that's just about ideal for corn development, and soybeans will eat it up relatively well. Also, we expect to see some shower and thunderstorm activity working its way through the Midwest periodically. It will not be completely dry in any area, but we may see a few pockets that could dry down over time. The majority of the precipitation that's advertised is expected to be not necessarily heavy, but there will be some localized heavy rainfall embedded in lighter areas of rainfall. The first wave of precipitation will be in the western corn belt as we move into the night tomorrow night and into the day on Friday. We'll see some showers before then, but this will be the first more organized precipitation, and the early indications suggest there may be some strong thunderstorms that come from northeastern Kansas into parts of southeastern Minnesota and western sections of Wisconsin. There will be potentially some 1 to 2 and locally greater amounts of rainfall in that band. And rainfall elsewhere on either side of it will probably run more 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch and something up around an inch. That frontal boundary will likely lose a little bit of definition as it tries to move further to the east, so the eastern Midwest may not see nearly as much rain as some of those areas I just mentioned. A few hundredths of an inch up to 5/10 of an inch with some 3/4 inch amounts may occur, and that will take us on into the weekend as we do see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It looks as though another band of heavier rainfall may evolve across the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt as we get into the Sunday-Monday time period, and that new frontal boundary will work its way to the east and south as we go through the first part of next week with another good chance for rain in quite a few locations. The precipitation will probably hold together a little bit better this time, but is still showing a little bit of a weakening trend as it moves further to the southeast. That may lead to a little bit more of a drier bias in some of the areas in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. It won't be dramatically dry, but there may be at least a net loss in soil moisture as we move forward through the coming week. The temperature bias is expected to work its way through the 80s on a near daily basis across most of the Midwest. There may be a few readings over 90 degrees that will occur in southern parts of the region, and we'll look for some upper 70s to occur periodically across the north. But overall, the temperature bias is going to be relatively seasonable for this time of the year, and we're certainly expecting the crops to benefit from it. And it looks like our low temperatures at night will be fairly warm, a lot of 60s expected. There will be some lower 70s periodically as well. We don't look at the weather pattern right now across the Midwest as being very threatening at all, but I do believe that we'll have to watch for those drying pockets that may occur and make sure that it does rain in a timely fashion a little bit later in the month of July as we get closer to reproduction. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.